laying needles in the quarter because he can. Boss man in the BAM.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test.
Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. It's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good morning and welcome to Drive Time. Good crowd in first thing this morning. Paul Crumpton already in. Good morning, Paul. Elisa Finley Hart, Diana Blake, Karen Allen, the Butcher. He's in the house with us. Good morning, Butch. Aunt B's in. Shannon Odom in as well. Holly Hart, Shirley, Al Whitman. Good morning to each and every one of you. Tony Burnham in also. So hope your Thursday morning is off to a good start. And welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Pete Chevrolet. Kenneth, good morning. And walked into morning. A nice little arrangement here on the table.
Yes, we did.
Who brought the hookup?
Well, this is compliments of Just Do, compliments of Melanie down there, and man, what a hookup she brought. As you can see, already started munching on
well, this labeled morning. Samplers.
Well, yeah, well, that's what they're there for no doubt. As you can see, Mel hooked us up here, and I say hooked us up. She's hooking everybody up because. We're going to give away all this stuff, every bit of
awesome.
It. Yeah. Now, as much as we can keep DJ from eating.
snacking.
Okay. Sorry. Snacking, whatever you want to call it. But we're going to try to keep from doing that. And, of course, you know, Valentine's Day coming up, I think on Tuesday. So, we got a couple of, things we're going to give away here today. You know, maybe some tomorrow. And then of course the big one back here, we're going to give that away on Monday. So, if you're a Valentine's Day lover and you want to win some great stuff, you know, I don't know. I didn't realize, of course, and I told Melanie this. I didn't realize that she sold like snacks and you know food like, and things like that. I thought it was just kind of this other kind of stuff, and so I was you know. Not surprised, but I mean, I was pleasantly surprised when she came walking in with all that, and I said, "Doggone it, no, you had all this kind of stuff." But there's coffee mugs here, or that make hot chocolate. There's you know these what do they call them? These NAMs bits, which are these chocolate chip cookies, which are absolutely delicious. And this right here, this is the seasoned. The crackers that people are taking, making the season with, and you put whatever kind of crackers you want to put on it. And right now, that seems to be a big hit. People are enjoying that. I know I've enjoyed, and several of us enjoyed some of those crackers that she made up for us, and they are delicious. I would encourage everyone to stop by and Just Do and check out the selection she has. And I'm gonna tell you, there's a lot of stuff in that store.
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff. And of course, another great local business here in town to, that you need to, go by and see. If you're looking for something Valentine's Day or any day, that's a place to go by and see. Good morning, Kathy Tolan in and Miss Janie in this morning. Rebecca Whitfield is in and, there's Hunter Hart, Brenda Portwood. There's Nelly Rock, Manasco. We are, anxiously awaiting your arrival.
Is he coming again today?
He's supposed to be here. Ain't today Thursday?
Oh, it is.
Yeah. So great. Sometime before 9 o'clock, we
I'm gonna save a little room.
What we call it, quitting time. Yeah, you know, we sometime before 9, we will hope to see Manasco in here, but with some of those cheesecake samples. And ready for some of that, there's K Katy Perry, as you call her.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Katy Perry.
Belated birthday yesterday. What'd you say? She's 23? 23 years old. And happy. I don't know if we did it yesterday. Maybe we didn't. I can't remember if we did, but if we didn't.
Birthday!
Well, I didn't get that.
Happy birthday!
How about that?
Happy belated birthday. There's Jason Tiepo in, and Jason, of course, thanked us for kind of keeping people up to date on what's going on with the Vipers.
Lower Alabama Vipers.
And we look forward to kind of keeping up with their progress.
They have a Facebook page. Go check them out. You'll see a complete roster there with players and coaches. There's opportunities to be supportive of that team through everyday shopping. So get over there and get signed up, be a part of that, and support those guys in their efforts. Good morning, Greg Fleming.
Limbo, good morning.
Got another birthday I want to share. Lily Jones' daughter, Jashara, is 18 today.
Jashara is 18.
Our children were babies together.
I'll be doggone. Jashara is 18 years old.
There it is. Hope she has a great birthday.
This today. Is the two guys from Saturday Night Live. What's the name? You know, the two guys at the Roxy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jashar.
A couple of the young folks we want to recognize today. Of course, yesterday was National Signing Day for college football players. Had a couple of local kids sign their national letters of intent over at WS Neal. Marvin Maddox signed with Allen University up in South Carolina, and they are coached by Teddy Keaton, who's also a graduate of WS Neal. Used to go by Teddy AG back
Teddy
in 1995.
AG.
So
yeah.
He's the coach there.
I know all them AG boys.
Marvin Maddox, an outstanding player.
Kareem?
WS Neal.
Yep. Did you know all of them?
I knew of them. I didn't really know. They were a little younger than me, but I certainly knew of them. But excited about
some
Marvin.
Some fine athletes. Yes. Football players, baseball player. I'm telling you that. Now, they Teddy and Kareem. I think there might have been one more. I can't remember, but I knew all those guys. Sam DeGaffarelli. What's up, Sam? Long time. Tracy Miller in this morning. Miss Debbie Etheridge in this morning. Jeff Booker, Christy. Hey, Christy, good morning to you. I didn't realize that he was a coach. He got into coaching. I'll tell you what, they're getting him a fine running back.
They're getting him a fine running back, defensive back, Marvin Maddox. Coach Keaton coming down, taking care of one of the homeboys.
He ran the ball in deep. Did he play?
He did it all. And I think they're going to probably put him in the slot and try to get him on the perimeter and use that outstanding speed and quickness that he has. But certainly proud of Marvin. Look forward to following him. And at T.R. Miller, Joshua Jolly signed with West Alabama. So excited for Joshua and the opportunity he has.
Good morning, Amanda Henry.
Continue his career.
Cimarron, Chelsea.
Get the free education that goes along with it.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure there were others.
Danny, good morning, Danny.
If we've missed somebody, we would certainly like for you to share it with us.
If we miss somebody, let us know.
Want to recognize each and every one of them every chance we get. Another kid with Bruton ties. She was Candy Megason, was a schoolmate of mine. Her grandmother here is Paula Megason.
I remember
Keith
Candy
Megason.
Sure.
Her son signed with Miles College. He's at Auburn High School.
Yeah.
Finishing up his senior year. So excited about him getting an opportunity to continue his playing days also.
Good morning, Rachel and Tim Ward and. Of course, Sister Molly in this morning.
There she is.
And, that is a big time. Of course, a little connection to DJ, of course, and I guess me through DJ to, Bubba Roby's.
Jackson Roby, a friend of ours.
Yeah.
He accepted a preferred walk-on spot with Alabama. And of course, that's pretty special. They don't hand those out either.
No, they don't.
And for him to have his opportunity to continue his career there, we're excited for Jackson.
We are.
I know that the Roby family was excited yesterday, obviously, and we look forward to following him as well and wish him nothing but the best.
That's right. They're in the Huntsville area.
That's right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we're looking forward to that. And of course, if we missed anybody, I didn't think about it. Of course, we get the phone hookup thing, we'll get him on the phone. I should have called Coach Boyd and got him to fill me in on who signed down there or did what, because several of them, I'm sure there were several from down around that way that did. We're just talking about the with Jeff Booker a while ago. We were talking about the kid at South Alabama that had the horrendous
LeBounty.
He was like, what was he going to be?
The fifth year senior. He's a star. He was a star shortstop. Like preseason second, All-American.
Second pick in the draft. Is that what they were saying?
He's a credential player. Yeah, he was just a horrific.
Good morning, Louise.
Freak accident there at practice.
And morning, Hillary, and good morning, Ramona. Miss Carol in this morning. Miss Carol, I'm going to tell you that cheesy sausage cornbread was a hit. Of course, you know that because I called and requested the recipe.
Morning, Weezy.
But anytime you're ready to bring some more of that or make some more of that, let us know.
We were talking about that yesterday at the dealership there, and it was definitely made the rounds there in the office as long as it lasted, and it didn't last long.
It was a huge hit. I'm
going
to tell you, I believe we hadn't been on camera and you had to talk. I believe you'd ate half of it.
I would have eaten all of it. I told him at Sandy Creek hunting camp last week, I was telling Josh Brown about it. Josh Brown makes a pretty good cornbread, a real good cornbread. Sure. And I was telling him, I said, man, if you want to doll this thing up a little bit, throw some sausage and cheese in there. I'm going to tell you something.
Listen, my favorite quote from that was, this has all three things that I love. Cornbread, sausage, and cheese. And it doesn't get any better than that.
I mean, it's a meal. it's not a bread or a side item. It's a meal.
No. Morning, Mallory Stanley and Samantha Payne. Of course, Mallory down at Tallulah Bells. And glad to have you in here. Again, if you're just joining us, if you see all this, the goodies we have in the in the middle of the table here, this is all about Valentine's Day and of course coming up, and it's all compliments of Just Do and Mel down at Just Do. And I tell you, if you hadn't been in there, you need to go check that out and get ready for Valentine's Day. I know, I'm gonna be honest with you, I have personally not bought anything yet.
I usually wait to the last minute myself.
Well, I do. I mean, I'm not a planner. Okay, I can't plan.
Chris Hall's watching us on our YouTube page in McIntosh. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for watching us there. We try to provide a lot of different ways to join us, and certainly appreciate you being with us this morning. Enjoy all the interaction we're having here on the Facebook page. Like and share as much as you see fit. We love the interaction. We like to speak with you, not at you.
That's right.
The more fun it is, the more fun it'll be, is the more interaction you guys have with us. So we enjoy that. Also, want to send a shout out to my guy, Juan Johnson, coaches up at Hewitt Trustful, doing an outstanding job there. They had a stage full of kids signing scholarships yesterday, and of course,
I think I saw some pictures of that.
Another kid there with Bruton Ties, the McElwain kid, who's been a star on that team for a couple of years. Sure. His daddy graduated from TR Middle. I think his daddy's name was Lee, maybe.
That's right.
Lee McElwain. Once again, he was younger than me, but excited for all those guys, especially excited for Coach Johnson and the way he mentors those young people. I can assure you that it's more than just football with him. I have an intimate relationship with him and proud of what he does. He's one of the rising stars in the coaching ranks. And another side note from a local guy, Scott Fountain, who had left Georgia to go to Mississippi State, is now going back to Georgia. So a little bit of a story there. Not sure what it's all about, but he's going back and we're going to be a part of Kirby Smart's staff. And, of course, very excited about Scott and proud of him.
There. Bring that on up here. Put it there. You go. Put it down right there, James. Thank you. Butch ain't gonna come get on. That's for you. That's for you. Listen,
I'll tell you what.
Thirsty Thursday, and the other is a sweetheart bag for DJ, since I know he won't get one next week.
Well, you are right. I won't get one next week, but I'll take the squeeze cheese, which we are both fond of. And I'm at the Sport Thieves, I guess, starting tomorrow.
Look at that. I'm going to tell you something. Only
the butcher.
The butcher. Only the butcher do that. Hey, I want to say, Connie Baggett, good morning to you. Good morning, Action. Jackson Heath in this morning. Donna Mansell's in. And Carol said diamonds match everything. I'm guessing maybe that if she's hint.
Doing it.
There's Mary Chandler in, and Dee Powell, Danny Moore. There's Christina in. Good morning, everyone.
Does it offend you if I change them out?
No. Well, I mean, it ain't going to matter. You're already doing it. So it wouldn't matter if it offended me or not. There's Heather Murphy cooking this morning.
Classmate.
Yeah.
Classmate.
There you go.
Hey, Booker.
Glad to hear that Chris Hall is watching this on YouTube. Chris, let us know how it looks and turns out. And Hope everything looks good on YouTube. It looks like it's supposed to be on my end. So hope it turns out well on that end. Connie, thank you for the information the other day. That was and listen, anytime you want to stop in and sit down and go over things, or we'd love to have you come sit down with us and let us know about what's going on in Bruton and things coming up in Bruton and anything like that. We'd love to have you. I think you probably fill us in on some things we may or may not know about Bruton. So, you know, we'd like to, I think you pointed out yesterday, kind of got more information, probably forgot more than we'll ever know about what's going on around here.
She has a quick link to every state agency there is.
That's right. That's right. There's Jimmy Burgess. Good morning, Jimmy. Lou Nager. Lou said, good, blessed, beautiful morning. And he's right. There's no doubt about that. Of course, I think, what did Greg tell us? The farmer's market was coming up here.
End of the month.
Is it in the month? Okay, so the socks are on. They can't, I don't think they can see it, but the socks are on, Butch. Christy Monique says she loves the socks, DJ.
They match my shirt.
They actually match the shirt.
Yeah.
Yes, we did, Antoinette. We just got through talking about Marvin, but... we can definitely go over that again. Antoinette asking if we talked about Marvin.
Oh, yeah.
We certainly did. Very proud of Marvin and his accomplishments, and we look forward to following his continued career and success. Of course, with an old school buddy of mine.
Yeah.
Old Teddy. Good Lord, that's a name from way back, right? Oh, April 7th. Greg said not end of the month.
Marvin signing once again with Allen University there in South Carolina.
I was going to ask you where that was at.
South Carolina. So he's going to get a chance to go on and continue playing football, get the free education that goes along with it. So excited about that opportunity for him, and certainly look forward to following him him all the best.
Sean Dietrich in concert downtown March 17th. Sean Dietrich, listen, for those of you that don't follow or know Sean Dietrich, Sean is married to a classmate of mine and of course, a great family and staple of Bruton, Alabama, which is Jamie Martin. And her dad was Jim, and of course, my mother and Mary. And I can tell you that Sean Dietrich is a very talented individual. Musically, of course, his writing is unbelievable. But I'll tell you what I enjoy more so than anything is I enjoy his when he actually takes and tells a story himself. Have you seen those where it's just him in front of a video camera? I'm gonna tell you something now. I told Jamie last time I saw Jamie, I said, "Listen, I enjoy reading them, but I'm much more of a person would love to that likes to sit there and watch it and listen to it." He is a great storyteller.
He is one of, if not the most talented people that I know.
He is a talented
guy.
And the cool thing is, but to me, he's a kind of an old soul.
Very
you've heard him play the old Hank Williams and stuff like that, you know, and just a treat. So if you have it, if you're looking for some good time, you know, again, here we talk about it. There's never anything to do in Bruton, but there's always something to do. He is a phenomenal writer, Whitney. I agree with that. There's Emily Parker Robinson in, trying to get these last names correct, but she'll always be Emily Parker to those of us around here. Good morning, Emily. But yeah, he is a phenomenal writer. And when did she say that was going to be? The 7th? No, March 17th. March 17th, downtown. I assume at the mural, I call it the Mural Park. I think that's what they call it. But you need to go check him out. That is, matter of fact, I'm going to try to make sure that I make that show because I enjoy that guy. Really do. And Jamie's a hoot as well.
Oh,
I don't know if you know. I know you know Jamie. Of course, Boyd and that whole crew. But Jamie is a hoot herself, and I think both of them are quite talented in the kitchen as well.
Yeah.
Maybe something you might want to
say. Hey, I like where you're going with it.
I knew you were about to catch on to where I was headed with that deal. So, yeah, that may be a good thing. Yeah, Market Park. Okay. That's what they call it. I didn't know the official name. Market Park by the mural. And you need to get down and check that out. Not trying to take things in a different direction, but want to send our thoughts and prayers out to the family. Bob McMillan, of course, passed away yesterday. And, you know, for those that knew Bob, understand what kind of a loss that is. And for those that didn't, I can tell you he was a great man. And certainly, as someone said to me yesterday, the definition of a true Southern gentleman.
A pillar of this community.
A pillar. There's no doubt. A pillar of the
good
community.
Good man.
Good man. Great family. You know, a lot of things there that can be said. But our thoughts and prayers are with Bob's family. And, of course, he is going to be missed. Let's see. What did Lance say? Get those takeoff socks off the table.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to contaminate the gift bag. He said people ain't going to want to touch them. I agree with that. Hey, Hillary, thank you, Hillary. She's the Chamber Banquet coming up March the 8th at the Hourglass. Tickets on sale at the Chamber office. Quint Stutter, I hope I'm saying that was Studer. I may be wrong in that, but is the guest speaker. There's JT.
My guy, the Blade.
There's JT and Miss Patty. Good morning, Patty.
Welcome, Blade. Good morning, Miss Mitchell.
Good morning, Ricky Hart. Glad to have you in this morning. Chamber banquet's always fun, especially when the citizen of the year is awarded, especially when they don't know. That's always a good time, a good thing to watch because they're not prepared to get up and give a speech, and that's always been a big time. Of course, Hal Whitman with us, you know, he's a part of the chamber, and we talk about a lot of things. You know, the chamber does a lot of good things in town, and they have a lot of great events in town, and they spend countless hours doing a lot of things that go unseen, and it's really a thankless. You know, they get paid. I mean, their salary is unbelievable for what they do is zero.
That's right, zero.
And of course, we kind of understand what that how that works.
Yes, we do. Yes,
but you know what? That's fine. That's fine. We
you do because you want to.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I'm sitting next to a guy that would you tell me 28 years of
26
years of I'm trying to make you older than you are of volunteerism. No, I got a good question for that. Out of those 26 years, how many of those 26 years have you eat free at all of the parks or whatever that you were involved in because of volunteering?
Most of them.
And you know what?
Most of them.
I knew that had to be the answer. But hey, listen, man, you got to make it worth something, right?
Yeah, that's right, man. You got to.
You have eaten how many hamburgers and hot dogs?
My goodness. Stadium dogs, there's no telling.
Really?
I mean, miles. Miles of hot dogs I've had.
In 26 years, it'd have to be.
Nachos came on the scene probably about 15
years
ago.
That's right.
A mainstay.
How many sunflower seeds have you eaten?
Well, you've seen that Donna Mansell brings me bubble gum by the bucket.
I personally witnessed that.
So there's no telling.
A bunch.
There's no telling.
Are sunflower seeds still the rage?
It is. I'm about to tell you, I kind of got on the other side of that when I was when the city kind of partnered up with the YMCA on the baseball side of things, and I kind of started working for Coach Dickey down there at the Y Park, cleaning up sunflower seeds is a nightmare. I mean, it is an absolute nightmare. You understand that it's one of the go-to snacks at the ballpark, but cleaning those things up, I mean, you can't clean them up.
Oh.
You can't blow them anywhere.
How are you going to clean them up?
So I've tried to bubble gum and sunflower seeds do not do well at ballparks. So
have you banned them?
Haven't banned them. No, you'd have a rod on your hand if you banned them.
I was going
to
say, you.
But, you know, one of the shocking things to me, which is also a hot item down there, and I hate that it keeps going back to pickles. Pickles are huge at the ballpark. You can't keep pickles in stock.
Pickles?
Can't keep them. Cannot keep them.
What would make somebody want to eat
a
pickle?
You could go buy
a ball game
100 jars, and if you had them for sale, they'd buy them. If you had 500 jars, if you had them for sale, they'd buy them.
Pickles.
And then the girls in the concession stand.
About a pickle.
Now, I appreciated this. I can't remember if it was Kelsey Thompson or if it was Mary Allison Peace. I can't remember who it was, but when we finished with the pickles, instead of the pickle juice is still in the jars, they would pour those in the little Dixie cups and freeze them, and you could buy a pickle pop for a quarter, and you'll sell out of those. You won't keep those.
What?
A pickle pop.
A pickle pop?
Yeah.
Survey says?
I'm with it.
No.
Out.
Yeah. I'm not going to happen.
How about a shout out for Marvin Henry?
Yeah, let's get. I'll tell you what,
we can do that.
Marvin's a popular fellow this morning. Logan Williamson in, Ray Stewart in. Good morning, Ray. Melinda, there's my buddy.
Rebecca's backing me up.
Talk about somebody that's talented. I'm gonna tell you right now, Melinda, right there. For those of y'all who never had a chance to go out and watch her, she can blow up a microphone singing. There's no doubt about that. 10U, 12U opening day and kick it at the creek. On April the 7th.
That's a heck of a way to spend the day. Baseball in the morning, kicking at the creek with the crawfish that afternoon.
Crawfish and a bat. There's John Pierce.
Yep. Go Vikings. Vikings strong. One of my guys.
Pickle pops are the rage at baseball. So, yeah,
they are.
Pickle pops.
Pickle pops. Pickle pops.
Look, there's Chuck Coleman. Chuck has been absent for, maybe
Chucky's been cheating on us.
Has he been hunting?
I think he's been listening to Rick and Bubba.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, look. They're definitely sexier than we are. I mean, that's their moniker, isn't it? The two sexiest fat men alive. How about the two sexiest bald men alive? How about that? I texted my brother last night. I saw a picture of he and Lily on
Facebook.
I saw
the picture. Good picture.
And said, hey, I'm next, pal.
Josh is
Now, my head ain't going to look like his.
Well, Josh is a giant. He's taller on his knees. He's a giant.
Well, I mean, when you're 6'8",
my gosh,
how tall was he when he played? You were down there. How tall was he when he played Little League?
When he played Little League,
was he a foot taller than everybody else?
At least. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
He was a foot taller than everybody else. Good morning, Jody.
Emily Douglas in. Chuck, he ain't a Rick and Bubba guy. Okay. John Boy and Billy.
It's something. He hadn't been with us.
Yeah. You've been laying out on us, man. You know, I mean, Special K and all this kind of stuff. We've missed your humor. He's probably been in the Deer Woods.
What did he call us? He had a name for us. I can't remember what it was.
I thought it was Special K and Donut.
Special K and Donut.
Yeah. Coach Boyd's bald as well. I don't know if you know that or not, but he did the same thing. He decided it was time to just say the heck with it. And I'm going to tell you, my wife's not going to like it, but I'm telling you, I'm next. The kisses is out of town.
The missus is out of town. Oh, I can tell you who took me to this point. The chief at the hunting camp.
He did.
Yes, sir. I got up there and said I'd had enough of it, tired of dealing with it. I said, does anybody have any clippers? And thankfully, somebody did. And right there on the porch at Ship Pond, the chief took it down to the bone.
And got it.
Uh-huh.
Just went in and
took care of it.
And you've been that way ever since.
Yep.
Oh, nobody kick you out of the bed and go to work. I'll tell you what, Chuck, I wish we had it that way.
Heard that.
I got to get up every morning just as DJ does and take a young lady to school. And for those of y'all that never had the opportunity to be a wake up and try to.
There's the mayor.
Good morning, TC.
Good morning, Mayor.
To get a 6-year-old up in the morning, that's a Studer. Quint Studer. Okay, he's a businessman that is recognized as one of the guys responsible for revitalizing downtown Bruton. Also, the owner of the Blue Wahoos, and that's all I can read of the.
Well, I can tell you, he's.
Can you read the rest of it?
I cannot.
I can't read it.
He's a visionary because they have done an amazing things in downtown Pensacola.
Let me see. Also, the owner of Blue Wahoos and a business partner with Bubba Watson, as well as many other things. I listened to him a couple weeks ago, and trust me, you will want to hear him. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If he's got all that going on, and he's got time to come to Bruton and speak, I would say so. Amy Luttrell. Good morning, Amy.
Have you been down there to the Wahoos Stadium before?
I have.
That whole area down there is nice.
It is.
I love Wahoo Stadium.
Amy's, of course, involved with, and I may be saying this wrong, Amy, if I am, correct me, but I think they're called Mary B's, like yeast rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, yeah. Well, that's Amy Luttrell, Jonathan Luttrell.
Yeah.
Miss Luttrell that in taught right. School and Mr. Luttrell, of course, so insurance around here for years. she is, she could send us a case of
Amy, I need you to send out a friend request on Facebook to me, please. And then private message me your digits. And you and I need to talk. You and I need to talk soon.
Amy, we need.
You can't beat a Mary B's business.
Hey,
you can't beat it.
We need to look here. Look here. Pull that chair up. Pull the chair up. Let's get him in here. Let me get the mic up. Vanasco, you don't mind sitting behind this heart right here, do you?
Not at all.
You and DJ can tighten up whatever. It doesn't matter. Listen, man, it's a fluid situation. Let me turn your mic on.
I was wondering.
No, he's all here. Right. Hold up. I want to see what.
Well, they're both white chocolate
caramel. Oh, okay. White chocolate caramel.
Well, y'all both loved it so much last time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were correct.
I can tell you I was off yesterday and didn't get a chance to make the new cheesecakes.
That's okay, but I was going to tell you anyway. I need to get with you because we need to, like, the intro we got is for Peach 4. We need to do one for this.
Story. I noticed that this morning.
But that's all right. Yeah, I mean, we'll.
That's all right.
How do you like hearing yourself on the intro and outro?
I love it.
I love it.
I love it. This a little different, or this a little different. You know, I'm just getting sort of new and going with this thing. It's a lot of fun.
I got some other projects we can do too.
Yeah, I like those little bits and little things. Things he does all the time.
Yeah. Well, I've got some other stuff we're going to do that I think you'll like. So,
looking forward to it.
Wow.
This weekend, let's see what we're making, mocha cappuccino and banana pudding cheesecake. So that'll be the two flavors.
Mocha cappuccino and banana pudding cheesecake. And that's going to be at Camp 31 for the weekend.
It is.
You know, I want to encourage everyone that if you haven't had any of this cheesecake,
deal, Whitney, deal.
I'm just telling you, it is unbelievable. There's Coach Edge in, Kyle Hayes in, Marshall Bracken, Michelle Lucas. There's Elizabeth Rush Pugh in. Elizabeth Pugh. Last time we saw Elizabeth, she was at LAX, I believe.
She was.
As y'all can tell, DJ is preoccupied and not speaking very much because, Mallory Stanley says she loves your banana pudding cheesecake.
Oh, absolutely. I fed it a couple of Christmases ago to D.R. Miller Mill at their little Christmas party. And after that, I think I have everyone hooked over there on that flavor. It is delicious. It's a little on the rich side. Real vanilla beans, make my custard and saute the bananas and get a nice caramelized on them, make them nice and sweet, and then add that to my mixture. And it's a vanilla wafer crust. It comes out very nice.
You're right, Ramona. He did get quiet.
Well, I'll talk since he's... since there's a big heart in front of me, I'll talk about, just remind everybody about Camp 31's Valentine's Day and our buffet we're going to have, a prime rib buffet with ribs and pork and smoked chicken and sausage and peppers.
What did you say? It's like $15 or
something?
$15.99.
That includes your drink, too.
I mean, $15.99.
You're not going to beat it anywhere.
No. I mean, you're not going to beat that. I mean, that is just, wow. That's, you can't beat that.
We're trying to give a great deal, and I know that
for us. Good morning, Miss Angie.
It's pretty expensive and evening, and we want to go out and show our ladies how much we love them. But, sometimes, you know, it gets a little expensive. Not everybody can afford Bruce Chris or Fleming's Prime Steakhouse all the time.
There's Miss Allison Cooper in. Good morning, Allison. No, that's right. I want to tell you something. $15.99 is you can't beat that. I don't care where, you know, that's tough. I mean, that is a great deal. For some great food, great atmosphere, great people, great service.
Absolutely. We're stoked about it. And we've got some upcoming changes. Like I said, we're going on 2 years here in March.
I know so you want it.
I'm going to, I'll take it.
We're going to try to do some interesting stuff. Y'all tried the brisket sandwich.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is it on the menu yet?
Well, it's all, like I said, I make a little, some of the onions and bacon. Leave that there in case someone does come in. They know how to make it now. So we're getting everybody our Alabama pork fries. We're going to offer two ways with the regular fries, with the sweet potato fries, which is a interesting variation. So we're doing some fun.
I got a question.
Philip Zhang, well, let's empty your mouth before you.
Let me ask a question.
There you go. We can hear you now.
For those of us that may not have a Valentine, could there be a private dining room set somewhere where we want to just embarrass ourselves? Come
in. Take an advantage. We'll sit you up top where there's a lot of blocks of you. And sort of sit with your back to the door. That way they can't see you in there.
Yeah, just get me private dining. I'm in.
We'll just set you up a chef's table in the kitchen. You can hang out with us.
Bring me a big old jug of wine and just let me.
We do have some, we're going to have some nice wines. We're going to have some Kendall Jacks for this and stuff. So.
Zanga said, what's up? That Brandon Morrow was talking about you down there a few days ago.
I love Brandon Morrow. He's been a good friend of mine since, gosh, the mid-90s. I worked with him at Bayside Grill, the Beach Club, several different locations.
I think I remember him.
Let me tell you something.
He was Steelwood.
Yeah, I think I remember him from Bayside.
If you like him. And I like.
Yeah, he's good.
I
good.
Like quality people.
Elizabeth Pugh wants to put out there. Thank you, Elizabeth. The Missoula Children's Theater coming next week. Auditions for local kids at the coastal community. I don't know what you call that thing. Coastal Alabama. JD for all those local people. Monday at 3:30. Play will be Saturday the 13th at 7 p.m. Good morning, Roger Templeton, Martha Simmons, Butch. I'll be your date, DJ.
Butch?
But only if you're buying.
Okay.
Chris nice. Buchanan ends. Hey, Danny. That's right. Danny Smith says that special brisket sandwich is amazing.
He came in the other day and got one. I hooked him up with it.
Well, he got hooked up. Good morning, Deanna. And it goes no further than a simple dinner.
Right.
Listen, you just brought this man a pair of socks, and you're talking about it don't go any further? I mean, how much further? I'm not going to lie to you. I mean,
it's definitely, Valentine's, and I have to, if Stephanie has to put up with the fact, me being a chef, that every night, weekend, and holidays, and everybody else is having a good time, I'm usually at work. And I always have to give her credit for putting up with it. Always celebrating those special occasions on a different day.
Well, you know, it's tough being a chef's wife. It's tough being a coach's wife. It's tough being a doctor's husband or wife.
It's obviously being tough being mine. I've been married twice.
Well, right. That's a good point. You know.
No comment.
I don't know if that's a testament to being tough or is it just a testament to you, people can't believe you'd be that hard to live with.
I don't eat pickles. That's going to cause a problem out of the gate.
Yeah.
I only eat deal, not kosher.
Roger wanted to, he said he thought you were on a diet, DJ.
I am gluten free.
Well, yeah. See, everything that DJ eats is gluten free. And when he takes a gallon and drinks that water all day, washes all that impurities away during the day. That's his mentality on how this thing works.
Never happened.
Yeah, it never happened.
Never happened.
As long
never
as
happened.
You cut out sodas and replace it with water, it'll definitely help.
Yeah, well.
I mean, look at us. It's working for us.
That's right. But, yeah, hey, I'm proud.
But let me tell you this. Here's the problem with that. What's up there, Russell? Russell Clausell. Good morning, Russell. What's going on, man? Good morning, Pastor Matt. I'll tell you what, that there's a story there, too. If you haven't seen that guy.
Yeah, I think there probably is.
Oh, yeah. If you ain't ever seen that guy's a mess. good morning, Lauren Yoder. Of course, Lauren out at United Bank.
I feel like I should have brought my phone in or something.
Yeah, well, you know, man, it's like a teleprompter here. You know, we try to keep figuring out what's going on, but I know you guys have that buffet every day. Not that one for Val, but of course you have a buffet every day.
We have a lunch buffet that 11 to 2 every day.
And what does that cost to come in and for the buffet and a drink Monday through Friday, or is it Monday through Saturday? I don't.
No, it's Monday through Friday.
Monday
now.
Through Friday.
Considered a something on Saturday, but we're still working on that idea.
Good morning, Andy Coven.
I think Lance,
Monday through Friday. I think
Carolyn Hart. Good morning.
I think Lance named his dog Buffet. he has a black lab that he has trained to retrieve ducks. And I think he had a birthday here recently, and I think he named him Buffet.
Oh, I thought it was Cash Money Whiskey's. I saw a picture of that. I thought it was Cash Money something.
Okay, I thought that, you may be right. I thought it was Buffet, but
maybe. Well, I may be wrong.
I don't know.
I'm subject to be wrong.
I've always named my dogs after something like Yell because they always run off. You don't want to be out there with some dog that, I don't know, you're having to yell puppy kisses or something. Yeah. It's embarrassing out in the neighborhood. You know, you got to have something you can yell. It's short.
Yeah.
My lab was JB, which I named after John Bell from Widespread. So you,
yeah.
You can yell.
Yeah.
Andy Coven. Really.
Yeah.
Good morning, Andy
Coven. Coven twins. Going on, sir. One of those Coven
love
twins.
Coven boys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good guys.
People. Good people.
Good guys. So, as far as the singing goes, Manasco, where are you at with that? I know you, are you still doing some of that stuff? Or?
I go to Mobile every Monday, singing with what used to be the Mobile Choral Society. They just moved from, I guess, one church to a different one, so they had to rename it. I'm not sure what the choir is going to be called this year, but it's a Spring Hill College. It's a great number of, I think it's probably 40, 45 people. Surprisingly, I'm the lowest bass there.
Shocker.
That's a shocker. Shocker.
Yeah.
It was shocking for, I think, them the first time. He kept running down the scales, and I just kept going lower.
Listen, I want to talk about something because it came up on a show, I don't know, a week ago or whatever. But do you still have the sequined JD Jazz vest? Yeah. Somebody mentioned that. Was it talking about jazz hands? Who was that?
Oh, I did see that comment.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was. But somebody had mentioned
Michael something. Bell.
That was it. Bell. Leave it up to Big Bell. Yeah, leave it up to Bell. Jazz. That's who it was.
Yeah.
Jazz hands.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
No, that was at my grandparents' house the last time I saw it. So it is probably, knowing my grandparents, it's probably Bruton Standards 1969. And
I'd be interested to go through
uniform.
Yeah, well,
they kept them. My mom was a
Sarge, good morning, buff, Sarge.
Football quarterback, and had a picture of her all, you know, getting ready to
chunk it down there. Dylan Ethers wants to hear you and DJ sing a tune real quick.
Please help me, I'm falling.
Okay, my earpiece is just like blew out in my ears. Man.
We're going to have to go like old school, like School of Rock, after these messages.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Kevin, Conjunction, junction.
What's your function?
That's right. Yeah. Old school.
Yeah.
That's what's
I'm just a Bill. And I'm sitting on Capitol Hill. You remember?
That's right.
That was quality cartoons right there.
I don't know what they have nowadays.
Yeah. I don't either, but I can tell you that was quality cartoons.
Good morning, Sarge.
Turn on the TV.
Hope it's going your way first thing.
Yeah, that was quality cartoons. I mean, listen.
They always had the subliminal messages for the parents watching.
Oh, sure.
Because why would a kid know what a little donkey is up there in the little thing? We know what it is.
Yeah. But the kid did.
It's a family show, so I'm not going to say it.
Stick to your day job. Well, trust me.
I don't
me.
Disagree.
We all going to do that. And now Manasco right. might not. He may, look, he's got the voice, but we don't. Look at there. There's a legend that's just tuned in right there, Mr. Brian Riles.
And there's a legend that's fixing to walk through that door over there also.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Riles is in with us.
There he is. Good. Right there.
Good morning, Brian Riles.
And now, who's walking in the door?
James Weaver.
He made
the catch.
Oh,
goodness.
Weaver.
Made the catch back in 84.
yeah. Where is James? Tell James. Tell James to come here.
Kevin Latineer to James
Weaver. Tell James Weaver to come here. We got to get James in for a second. Manasco, you mind?
No, I'm not. I've got to.
To our little royalty right there. Good royalty right there.
Thank you for the cheesecake.
I tell you what,
Cheesecake of the Month Club.
That's right.
We talk about it every day.
Absolutely. Come see me.
Yes, sir.
Can we get Kevin Latineer up here also?
Yeah.
Latineer to Weaver one more time.
Come on in, sit down.
Come on in, James.
Yep. Go tell Kevin Latineer to come here.
We'll get him up here. 1984. 10 degrees below zero.
Yeah.
On the frozen tundra.
The frozen tundra of Cherokee County.
It was frozen tundra.
It was frozen that
night. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are y'all?
James, good. How's it going, man? Good morning. You, listen, that chair will lift up. You gotta,
I feel shorter than DJ.
I like this. Let's leave it right here.
I feel like DJ's down on your right side, there's a
pull up.
Yeah, pull it up. There you go.
All right, now I can't touch the floor.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, I got my boots on, though.
At least we got carpet under these things. We didn't have carpet under here, and I'm telling you, you sit down, you fall out of these chairs.
You're not going to believe this. I'm looking on LinkedIn yesterday, and the first thing that pulls up my page for show.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to do
see if I we're can getting find. The band back together
we
right here.
We're getting the Where band back
We're getting
together.
The band back together. Come in here, Kevin Latineer.
Yeah. Come on, Kevin. Yep.
Come in here, Kevin Latineer.
Kevin. Famous. Come on.
Yep.
Fourth and 10.
Hey, we need a chair. We don't have a chair for
Frozen Tundra. Frozen Tundra of Cherokee County.
Hey, Kevin, if you come in here.
Tigers fighting for their lives.
Up, I'll be like Brad Nessler and Todd Blackley. I want you to use the stool.
Let's make some room.
Yeah,
come on in.
I
can't move, but you got to pick it up. KL, pick that thing up and come on over here. You can go around that way. Yeah, I can't move because of this.
Down. You slide all the way down.
There you go.
We'll bring.
I got yes, you sir. Two guys together.
Yes, sir. We are live.
Lance McKenzie, probably. You got some new socks?
Yeah, he don't have socks.
Get y'all two back together.
That's all. Well, on the pitcher, Kevin, how you doing, buddy? On the pitcher, I thought
this is turning into a 30 for 30.
Is this Bill and Bill?
Hey, hadn't had these two. That's it. Latineer to Weaver, the frozen tundra of Cherokee County, 4th and 10, Tigers fighting for their lives.
Hey, he's the zero, a hero. I'm just
the
zero.
No, sir.
Tony Burnham says Bart Till owes them.
I agree too. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, Kevin took a little on that last drive. He got knocked out. He shed a lot of guts coming back in.
Hey, I think Bart Till owes a lot of us.
Did you know where Kevin? Did you know where you were at when you came back out there?
Oh, yeah, it was just it got the wind knocked out.
Oh, okay.
But now I never did see James catch the ball. I just heard the crowd because I think Bart's guy whipped him and he just screamed from behind. And I just face planted it and I heard everybody scream. That's all
you
I knew.
You can't talk about the game without talking about the weather. How cold was it?
Well, the night before, zero, wind chill about a -15. Is that right?
Something
and
like
then
that.
The next night, it was 15.
It was
the coldest.
It's the coldest I've ever been in my
15
life.
15 degrees.
I thought the Auburn Florida game was the coldest I've ever been. Furrier, that ain't touched that.
It was I was there as a fan, as a freshman watching the game. It's the coldest I've ever been in my life, and it's never been a close second. It was cold.
Then the field was atrocious. It was terrible.
It was bud frozen.
Yeah, couldn't do anything with that.
And then God rest his soul, Coach Raj gave me some gloves that night. It's not the gloves that. See this day and time, it was the old Baca drug, so it was like it's slick as ice. So the first play they punted to me, went right through my hands. I'm like, okay, that's it. Gloves off.
Oh, I had fans coming to the fence because I couldn't, you know, I fumbled the first couple of times we took snaps. I had fans giving me hand warmers and stuff over the fence, calling me over there, you know, warm your hands, do this, do that.
Now there being a fire in a big drum over there.
I remember seeing the big fire.
Yeah.
Because I remember Jeff Chamberlain.
Yeah.
He's wanting to get in the action. So
what was the play? What was the play call? 4th and 10.
It was,
remember?
It was 32.
It was a comeback.
Comeback?
Yeah, it was a comeback.
Robert Roy?
You don't expect me to remember that.
James,
really?
What I want to know is how many people were really on you when you made that catch?
Well, I had one on my left leg, one on my right leg, my shoulder.
Oh, my God.
I remember it vividly. It was 13. It was 13 guys on him. It was two more coming to make the total of 15, and he was able to.
Somebody told me he caught it with his feet.
Actually, I think I caught my left ear. But you want to hear what's funny. So I'm living in Houston. I call an Exxon Mobil. The guy starts talking to me. From a fruit now. Got to be terminal high school. His best friend.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Did you give him a call?
No, she called
and say, you still got burned.
Yeah, that's right.
Take a picture of your championship ring and send it to him.
Yeah, take a picture of it and send him a text. This is what it would have looked like, pal.
Well, they don't realize we had a third down long that we did the bootleg. I did.
Flea flicker.
Yeah.
Then we had a fourth down before that. 4th and 5.
Yeah.
Then we had a 10.
Yeah. And the best, and Coach Sasser doesn't get enough credit. He actually, I remember him telling us, don't go for the touchdown just because we could have got a first down.
Right.
He said, go for the first down. Don't go for the touchdown. And I think that made all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Well, I still think when we scored, though, I was going to. And I was thinking the whole time because I'm the holder. dummy play, and I'm thinking, oh, one. Can I do the dummy? Go for two? But then I started thinking, Coach Sasser might chew me out.
You know, kind of on the heels of that, they did not kick extra points during the regular season. They went for two. They did not have a kicker. And I remember them lining up that field goal in the game. It was a 45 or 48 yarder. I remember off his foot, I said, are you kidding me?
Me too. I thought it was good.
I thought it was dead center. Of course, it was well short.
Yeah, but, I did the same
for a guy to have had that kind of effort and never tried extra points during the year didn't make much sense.
Yeah, my throat. Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, look, I hate to bust the party up, but we kind of round this thing up about around nine every day, but we wanted to get both of y'all, and we heard another legend that just walked in the door. We had to get our legend. And
Kevin Latinier.
And the man that made our legend, Mr. James Weaver, to come in and sit down and behind a hot mic and talk to us. And I'm glad you told me that. The first thing come up on LinkedIn was this show.
It actually came up yesterday in the day. And I saw DJ had a mustache. I thought, wow, I can't wait to see him.
It's all this blonde hair.
Well, I couldn't see it. I asked his brother, I said, DJ got a mustache now? I was going to give him a hard time.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to check out some of the stuff we have sitting in front of us, you need to get down to Just Do. Check it out. I'm telling you, it's you can't go wrong with it. Again, great show, DJ. You may pull that mic over there to you, and I'll let you do your deal.
Another great show. I want to thank Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet for allowing us to bring Drive Time to you this morning. Thank all of you for joining us, and we will see you in the morning right on time at 8-ish.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time from Peach Ford in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos. The more you like and share, the more chances you have.